Yeah, they've been under siege now for about 2 weeks. They've got a doctor from Britain, in fact, who has sent a whole lot of people to the farm with his wife and dropped them off there and prevented the Rankins from being able to live a normal life, in that they've been making a lot of noise at night and they've been creating a lot of problems for Mr. Rankin to go about and irrigate his crops and carry on farming. They're saying that Dr. Nyatsuro is taking the farm and that he must get off. But he's got all his crops in the ground at the moment, and it's his only home, and it's a very difficult situation, but not something that is unusual. It's been going on for 15 years.
Isn't this kind of move going to dent the image of Zimbabwe further?
It is. I mean, it's very sad that this lawlessness is just continuing. And so long as lawlessness carries on in Zimbabwe, obviously the image of Zimbabwe will continue to be dented.
And the distress call that you got from the Rankin family, tell us a bit about it.
The Rankins are a strong Christian family, and all they want to do is live at peace with their fellow man. And that was the message that I got. If at all possible, it says in the book of Romans, if at all possible, live at peace with your fellow man. And unfortunately, it's very difficult when people come to try and take away your home and take away your livelihood and take away your crops to live in a situation where there is peace. So, yeah, it's very difficult to know how to help them at this stage, because the police certainly do not come out to tell people that they cannot do these things. They're basically in a situation where for weeks on end they have to go through this kind of trauma where they don't know what's going to happen from one minute to the next.